Brett Eldridge on the phone. Where have you been?
Man, I've been everywhere but here, but now I'm back.
We've been trying to stalk you, you know, and figure out where you've been on Instagram stuff, but you kind of stepped away from all of that.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Best thing I ever did. Just to get kind of the noise out of my life a little bit. I used to be on social media all the time, first thing in the morning to when I went to bed, and I just found it to be honestly really unhealthy for my mind and my creative energy as well. And so I stepped away from it, and it was really life-changing for me. So then that's kind of where all this, making this whole new album came about.
So are you still using the flip phone?
I don't have the flip phone anymore, but I have my smartphone on limits. So, like, I always have, like, GPS or, you know, maps. All my apps, I can't get, like, after an hour in a day, I can't get on them after an hour. It locks me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you released three new songs. I got to tell you, Crowd My Mind, compliments. That is a beautiful song.
Love it.
Gabrielle is the one that's going to be the first single. And I know you're probably getting this question all morning with all your interviews. Who's Gabrielle?
It's really the sentiment of the song is about a past relationship that I had that didn't work out, but it didn't end bad. It just didn't work out. And I think a lot of people can relate to the fact of a past relationship that you kind of wonder what would have happened if you ended up with that person and where would your life be now? And then you wonder where they are and you wish them well and hope everything's still going well and you're grateful for where it was, and it's bittersweet, but it's just the reality. And so that's kind of where I came through with this song.
Okay, with your limited social media, are you using any of that time to Facebook stalk your ex?
You know, I haven't done much of that, but that is a real thing. I think anybody that says that they don't do that is a liar.
Now, these three songs, it seems like this whole album here, you're really opening up your heart and letting us in. Was that kind of scary?
Oh, yeah. It was, but it was empowering. I mean, it was very... Vulnerability is a crazy thing, but in music I've always been able to be vulnerable a lot more in music than in person or something, but I learned to become vulnerable in my whole entire life a lot more, and that made my music open up, and I don't even think I was vulnerable before like I am now with this music, and it's just another deep level of just letting it all out there. I mean, it's a scary thing, but it's also pushes you outside your comfort zone, and you find life on that side of it. And this music is just some powerful stuff, and so I'm excited to get it out there.
Yeah, we're excited to hear. We didn't think you could go deeper than your last album with Cycles and Long Way, and you're certainly doing this now with Sunday Drive, the new album gonna hit stores July 10th.
Yeah, July 10th.
Yeah, very excited for that. Who wouldn't want to date Brett Eldridge, though? I want to date Brett Eldridge.
Yes. Hey, you know, eventually it's going to happen, I guess. I'm just, right now, I'm singing these songs, but, you know, I've opened myself up to the idea of it a lot more now, and in the meantime, I'm singing this music, and something's going to happen eventually.
Well, Gabrielle's a beautiful song, but Gabrielle's an idiot.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
So we heard you're going to be on the Stephen Colbert Show tonight, and one of my favorite things has been watching all these live home performances, checking out everybody's house. So we're just giving you a little tip. Make sure wherever you're performing, it's clean. You don't have any dirty things or things you don't want people to
any
see hanging out.
Any strange things?
You like dirty laundry in the background or
yes.
something?
Yeah.
Pictures of Gabrielle.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, actually. I should put that in the background.
You should set up some chick's picture in the background just to get people talking.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. That's going to be like the Easter egg.
Exactly.
Tune in tonight to find the picture.
All right, Brett. Well, we'll look for you on TV tonight with Stephen Colbert. But three songs available now. Gabrielle, Crowd My Mind, and Where the Heart Is from the new album Sunday Drive coming out in July. Brett, we're glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back. It's great to talk to y'all.